floor Dominion Tower, downtown Norfolk, recorded live at Stuff and Things Studios. It's the Expensive Cheese Cheap Cracker Podcast with your hosts, Wicked Child and Das Truthman.
And we back. Welcome to the show. Welcome to the show. We got your boy, Wicked Child. We got a stream going.
Yes.
And we got Mr. Timms himself.
Have you had that on button in your life pushed?
I have not had my on button pushed. Timms?
No.
Okay, good.
I like that we started the podcast that's going to talk about the rollerblading industry with tongue in your butthole. I think it's a really appropriate metaphor.
Very appropriate metaphor.
I presume you haven't seen that particular Netflix special?
No, I have not. Is that a new one?
I think so.
Yeah, I haven't seen a new Netflix comedy yet since Bo Burnham's one. But no, so yeah, welcome to the show. We got Camera Timms and Wicked Child, aforementioned. Camera Timms for life. But no, last show was motherfucking, whew, that was a show.
Yes.
Fucking train wrecking every DJ and their mama want to hop on the mic and shit. Like, they want to be that fucking dude. And now I'm like, we can focus again.
We've learned things.
Oh, yeah. We learned not to let motherfuckers hop on the mic now.
Yeah.
Excuse me. We keep the mic, like, directly, like, near us next time. We ain't going to do the whole, like, oh, yeah, the guest mic's over there. I was like, no, the guest mic is right here. Unless I tell you, sit down, sit fuck away from it.
And if you're going to be in the studio, keep your chit-chat to a minimum.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Just be
respectful.
Be respectful.
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 Respect the butt.
But no, man. So we're going to start like we always do in a nice, calm, orderly fashion. What you do this week, Wicked Child?
Not too much this week. I finally seen the fine American film Mean Girls.
I'm so sad. See, I knew Kanan Ezra didn't watch Mean Girls, but I didn't know you let me down. That came out.
No, that movie let me down.
That movie let you down? Dude, no, it's Mean Girls. Come on, man. Like, it's a very much like cult favorite kind of thing. Like, it's not like, oh, this
I
is a piece.
I expected more out of Tina Fey than that, though.
That was like early 2000s Tina Fey. She didn't like come into her own quite yet.
Yep.
She was already a little while in the SNL at that point.
No. I think this was after. Like, this is before SNL,
was,
I think.
I think it was shortly before.
Yeah.
But I could be wrong.
Yeah.
I'm going to check that during the break.
Yeah.
I don't believe that to be true. Because I'm pretty sure she was on when I was in high school.
Yeah, but I think that came out when we were in middle school, though. We were in middle school.
I highly doubt that.
I think it was middle school.
Dude, when we were in middle school, Lindsay Lohan was still playing Twins.
That movie, like, is around the Clueless time. Like, Clueless time.
No, that is, no.
You don't think so? No.
Clueless is mid-90s.
Mid-90s?
Yeah.
This one was like late 90s, early 2000s.
The show?
No, not the show. The for Mean Girls. I thought it was late 90s, early 2000s. We got the IMDb that shit.
Yes.
But he's on it. Tim's assistant to the show.
2004.
Oh, that was
mean
right
Girls,
at
Mean Girls, 2004.
So it was Tina Fey SNL.
Looking it up.
So now, besides watching Mean Girls being let down by Miss Tina Fey.
Yes. Didn't do a whole lot this week other than lots of biking, as everyone on my Facebook feed knows.
Dude, 7 mile champ. Fuck that.
Seven miles twice in the same day.
Nope. Campaign.
I don't remember if I sent you a text or not. No, I sent Miss Kate Nedra a text. Went down to the Hood Park. I learned that like me and Miss Kate Nedra were going to go down there one day to check it out, the Hood Park. Mm-hmm. And we got partway in the hood. I was like, this shit just keeps getting deeper. I'm too white for this shit. I'm going to get my new bike jacked. But this time, stupidly, I was by myself this time because, you know, obviously you want to go to the hood by yourself.
When you're white.
Yeah, obviously, with your little Bluetooth speaker and my little mirrors on my bike and shit. By the way, I named my bike finally.
Uh-oh, what's the bike name?
His name's Rondell.
Why the fuck is it Rondell?
Strong and black.
That's a good bike name. Tim's was approving, he's like, yes.
Mm-hmm. But anywho, once you pass the part where we turned around, it starts becoming industrial and becomes a little less hood.
Oh, that's good.
But I got down there. Fucking Christian rap concert going on.
Wow.
That shit was magical.
Fucking Christian rap concert. Spitting bars for Jesus.
Tell you about the Holy Ghost.
Oh my God.
Damn.
Fucking.
If it wasn't for the fact that you know, I'm the only white person there. I won't go bust out the camera. Would you look at these colored people in their natural habitat?
That's basically what it's fucking
would have been. Balls for Jesus.
Like, dude, no. You would have been fucking hemmed up quick, fast, in a hurry.
I was bad enough just being down on my bike.
Yeah.
By the way, nice park, though.
It's a nice park. All right.
Allegedly, they have a beach down there, too. Hmm. I don't know if it's, you know, safe for swimming.
<'Cause>, it is Newport News.
I know a couple of the bikes, or a couple of bikes, a couple of the beaches got that bacteria in the water.
Oh, yeah, no, Texas is the one that got shut down. I don't know if Hampton Roads, we got shut, any
no,
part
some,
of us.
No, some of ours did. Some,
oh, shit.
Some of the ones that are on the James River. Not Virginia Beach, but, yeah, you know, James the beaches River. Along James River.
Yeah, yeah,
because it's the James River.
Yeah, it's fucking James
River. I mean, ain't quite, you know, Elizabeth River, but yeah, ain't far.
Yeah, no.
That's sad when a complex that has a nuclear facility building ships still cleaner than Elizabeth River. Well, it's a damn shame, man.
No, no, because you got to remember, nuclear ships, it's contained. You know, it's not a power plant per se, but yeah. But no, it was really, it reminds me of every time we talk about like pollution and stuff, like, or the Elizabeth River or James River. Like, I think about fucking Chesapeake Bay, and I used to, in middle school or high school, can't remember which one. I think it was middle school. We were part of different clusters, like shark clusters or whatever, for like magnet program. And Waters had the Save the Day program, Save the Bay program. Mm-hmm. And I would go out Saturday early mornings and would go pick up trash in our designated area to try to save the bay. And we got to a point like around 7th, 8th grade where we're like, this is not.
We ain't like, making
we, a dent. We're checking the pH every fucking time we come out here and it is not changing. Like picking up some styrofoam cups and cigarette butts ain't having as great an impact as Captain Planet claimed it would, you know.
What pH level was it sitting at?
I forgot, but it was like dumb stupid high.
Was it like acid or base?
It was base. Okay. Like it wasn't acidic, it was base, but it was still way off where it should have been.
Pour some acid in that bitch.
You can't just acid up the river, dog.
get you a bunch of apple cider vinegar. And it'll be tasty. Your fish will already come out marinated in fucking apple cider vinegar.
Oh my god. But no, motherfucking is fucking save the bay. I tried. I think that's when I like gave up on the planet personally. Besides wanting to recycle, I was like, at least
gave
I can
up on
do
the whole earth, man.
Dude, just because the bay, just saw how shitty the bay was. Like when you come back and there's still more trash, like to pick up as a student.
I love how they didn't bother having y'all try to save the Elizabeth River. Like, that shit's too far gone. Let's go to damn Chesapeake Bay.
Let's just try to save the bay, dog. Like it was terrible. And that's also why I heard the term like doing that coming back. Like, gathered as a class. So I first heard the term smart thug. That was a girl's fucking dream type I've talked about on the show before. And that shit irked me no avail. Because I was like, oh, everybody's like, well, what's your type? What's your type? I asked this hot black chick in class. And I think this is where I started, like, swearing off black women at the same time. So I said, fuck the planet and black women at the same time, apparently. But she was like, I want a smart thug. I'm like, what is a smart thug? And she's like, you know, somebody that's about their paper and their business, you know, but still wants a college education. I'm like,
You become about that because you can't get college education.
Exactly. Like this shit doesn't go hand in hand. Like it doesn't work out that way. But yeah, that's why I heard that shit. But,
that's like a fucking environmentally friendly industrialist. That shit just don't exist.
But no. So besides that, anything else this week? Still gainfully employed, 2K16?
Still gainfully employed, yes.
All right.
Not much with the job. It just
track's still fucked up since I know we haven't talked about that in like shows.
They fixed a couple things.
All right.
Oven ain't been fucked up in eons. They actually did. They put a Band-Aid on it. So it's working, kind of. Although now we got other problems with it. For some reason, that's
loud as shit. I know, it was right to the mic.
But
I took a photo.
We got chain stopper for no goddamn reason.
What?
We think it's a sensor issue. Because what tells, like say when we have a fault. What actually tells the line to stop is there's a little counter that counts the chain links. When it sees the chain links aren't moving, it knows something wrong. It shuts the entire line down so something further doesn't fuck up.
All right.
There's nothing wrong, and for some reason, it's still shutting this chain down. Mm. This is just like within the last like week it started doing this. But
so I saw you playing video games when I came home.
Yes.
Just took over the studio and shit. Just doing your thing.
Well, I couldn't break into Fort Knox and get the show started up.
Like, I was like, set up a show. I assumed it was, you set up the software and everything. You're like, nah, we couldn't get on a computer. I'm like, well, why the fuck didn't nobody tell me you couldn't get on a damn computer?
We set up the hardware. I changed your Wi-Fi password.
And I appreciate you resetting up the Wi-Fi. I appreciate that. I really do. Somebody could have asked him, was like, what's your PIN number to get onto your computer so we can do this shit? And I'm mad you look real like,
I want to invade your privacy. I mean, I don't know what is going to come when I open that damn computer up.
I mean,
a lot of dicks,
Brazilian fart porn, fucking backdoor sluts nine, like the classics. Come on, man.
Tub girl.
Brazilian fart porn.
Dude, what up?
Haven't seen that in a long time.
No, I've never seen that. Or what is it? Not a long time, man. Back in my day.
It's been a while.
But no, so I
just got a weird thought. What would happen if you took beer and put it through a Brita filter?
That is a great idea. Through a Brita filter. Kate Nez with the show. And see in the stream, you guys can hear her, but you won't hear her on the show. But beer through a Brita filter.
Like, I know you, I've heard people putting tequila through a Brita filter and vodka.
What?
It's supposed to, like.
That's just.
That sounds like a horrible
apparently
idea.
Apparently, chocolate milk through a Brita filter is like the bee's knees.
No, apparently, you can take like cheap vodka
and make it high level.
And you got to like filter it through like 3 or 4 times. By the time you're done, that shit gonna be smooth.
Yo, I'm about to buy a whole new Brita filter just for booze.
About to make moonshine with Brita.
Dude, doing it up. But no, so besides that, that been your week?
That's been my week.
My week has been respite with horrible breakdowns and starting a YouTube show finally. And what else we do this week? I skated the driveway. My car is still infested with fucking ants, and I don't know why. I've been parking fucking driveway. And
yeah, our bike's got ants, too.
Dude, what the fuck, man?
Ants been fucking hardcore in Hampton Roads, apparently.
Dude, fuck them. Bombed them all. Ain't doing shit for me or my environment. But what else have I done? I watched Finding Dory and that tugged at the heartstrings. I'm just gonna say it right now one more time. Hank for fucking Teacher of the Year. Like, Hank is the man that makes that fucking movie, in my opinion. It's a septipus, not an octopus. It's a septipus.
Have you watched Inside Out yet?
No, I haven't. Is that good?
Yes.
Okay, I need to watch Inside Out. But
that fucking clown scene, man, that shit gonna hit you.
Oh shit.
That clown scene is the new opener to Up.
Oh shit. Damn. What else? Haven't really touched any video games. Been watching lots of YouTube per usual, Game Grumps, all that shit, whatever. But no. So Blading at Home has started. I have started a new YouTube channel, and I will be and Mr. Timms has helped me out on some of the technical aspects as far as like this is what you need to fix. That's my help is you fucking up, fucking get it together. Why don't you
fix
know
your
this?
Shit, dog.
And me being the good friend I am, ain't even watched the shit yet.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Haven't watched, not even once.
That's the way to do it.
It is role playing after all.
Helping your friends, not even once.
Yep.
But yeah, let's see. And I didn't get to bring it up before. The past few weeks, I went to 21 Pilots a few weeks back out in Portsmouth Amphitheater, whatever that's called. And I didn't get shot. Like it was a good show. 21 Pilots, like, they are now definitely one of my favorite bands. Not because I went to a show, but just because their range of music and shit is really fucking good. They two crazy white looking motherfuckers, like, just they are all over the place. They own that fucking stage. They're not like, okay, we're standing here at the piano and the drums doing work. You know, they were all over the goddamn place. And the drummer plays fucking trumpet and marching band snare drums, and the singer plays bass guitar and the piano. And sings, and it's good. And they did the theme to Titanic as well. Yes,
did
My Heart Will Go On.
Did they bring out the penny whistle?
No, they did just the trumpet for it. But
have you seen Rap Critic's review of their song?
Oh yeah, Rap Critic is now one of my favorite people to watch because I'm the one that shared it on Facebook.
I just found it organically.
Yeah, I fucking found it going through YouTube shit, and he's just a music reviewer. And
you need to get on that.
Dude,
that sounds like something I would enjoy.
Yeah. Like Rap Critic and Todd and Shadows are my two favorite music reviewers. But yeah, Rap Critic, he basically started reviewing that song. What song was it?
Stressed Out.
Yeah, Stressed Out. Because he's like, oh, this sounds like a rap song. It's not on any rap station. Why? It sounds like rap. This is rap. Oh, is it because they're white? No, that's not why it's not on a rap station. And I'm like, damn, dude, like, we starting out already, like, that first minute in, that's what he's talking about, and he, like, breaks down the lyrics and shit, and I'm like, I like this guy. Like, his quality is fucking terrible, but his content is amazing.
Oh, yeah, he looks like he's fucking filming YouTube videos back in, like, 1995.
Yeah, dude. It's like 480p struggle.
Oh, man.
Yeah, you're going to be...
I find myself immediately turning those videos off.
Dude, you got to...
What you got to do is you got to open it, you got to start playing it, and then open up another tab.
Just go somewhere else.
You just listen to it.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you just listen to it, like, he doesn't have a lot of visual humor. It's just more vocal.
Yeah. All right.
But it's good. It's quality content. And today I rollerbladed with Mr. Timms and... skated Miko Skate Church, praise the Lord. And
last time it was Wrinkle Linkle. That was praise the Lord.
Yeah, fucking, it was a good show, man. Like a good show, good skate. Beer's already hitting me. Fucking, oh no. but no, it was a good session. We had a dude down from Philly. We had Briggs himself, fucking destroying it. And hear an announcement here. Secondly, Briggs fucking Volo Am, dude. Mr. Timms and me came up with, we hatched a scheme. It started out as my idea, and then somebody mentioned, hey, man, wouldn't it be funny if we made this pro as fuck? And I just wanted to film it with my cell phone. And then he goes to the car and gets his fucking camera. And then I'm like, can I still film a cell phone? And he was just like, just shook his head. No. Not
Took it
now.
From 0 to 100 real quick.
Real fucking fast. I mean, he just finished the edit before
next
we started.
Next thing you know, it's like all going to be CG.
Dude, it could.
Damn.
He could.
I like where your head's at.
No.
That's what we need to start doing. That in 3D.
Oh, God.
Das Trufen Pro Blader.
Oh, God.
Coming soon for the PlayStation 1.
Dude, we could do it with an old fucking aggressive inline engine for PS2. I guarantee that's an open source engine. But
by now,
yeah,
I'm sure
nothing but rage and fucking Public Enemy songs.
Yes, that's all you need. What the fuck else I do this week? Yeah, that about it. Timms, what should you do this week?
Let's see. My week consisted of working from home, which is a lot of like sitting around half naked in the air conditioning and not really working.
Dude, living the dream.
No, I don't think I had any shoots this week, so a lot of catching up on projects and editing, videos. I make videos.
Yeah. That's a job. I make videos. That's
my week was lit. let's see. I went to a wedding last night. One of my good buddies and I helped shoot pictures and run AV and help the video guy and just kind of all around did all that and then woke up 5 a.m. and took him to the airport and then drove to VA and then went to the skate park.
Dude, no wonder you look, if you guys can't tell on the stream and you can't tell, like, because this is a podcast you're going to listen to, his eyes are fucking damn near bloodshot. Hey. Timms, what time you go to bed normally?
Like before now, like 9.
It is 9:55. He is struggling for the sake of the
it's
show.
It's past my bedtime. I just had a busy couple days, and now we're here doing this, and I'm excited.
Yeah, because we get to actually talk. Because the last time you guys heard Timms on the show, he was a sponsored rollerblader from Razor Skates, and now he is a free agent. Like he likes the ding. The ding's just a time mark. The listeners can't hear the ding.
Okay.
He got so high, he was like, yes, free agent. He's been trying some different roller boots today. He got to try some Adapt brand skates. Adapt skates, Wicked, are like the Porsche of rollerblades. They're all handmade, carbon Kevlar, fucking fully like hand like assembled and stitched.
Very
and like,
premium.
Yeah. And he actually tried them today, and he's went through how many pairs of skates since you left Razors? Like 3 or 4? Like trying.
No, a hell of a lot more than 3 or 4.
Shit.
like over 10.
Yeah, over 10 pairs of skates and like only...
different companies or fucking configurations with liners and whatever, trying to get everything right. And it's difficult because you're shoving your foot into a really small plastic boot, so you're trying to find... you know, what's going to fit your foot the best, and they don't make them in sizes like they do shoes, so it's not, I think I said this on the last one, but it's not like...
It's been like
they
a don't year, make, so it's fine.
They don't make every size, so they group them, so it's like an 8-9. So if
like you're buying water shoes at Walmart?
Yeah, so like if you're an 8, then you're kind of fucked, and I fall in that. A lot of people fall in the 9-10 range, where if you really are a 10, then you got to end up buying like an 11 or a 12. And they're way too big, so I fall in kind of a smaller category and just experimenting with different things. And
just got to wrap your foot in tape, dog. Build it up layers.
Man, I'm sure people have done some dumb shit like that. There's so many different things and claiming anybody can fit their foot in a 9. And
I wear a size 12 shoe. That shit never happens. My foot is like fucking arched the fuck over. Like it does not work in a 9.
I'm sure that there are people that skate like that regularly just because they want the control of a smaller shell. Yeah, so you're not flopping around in a 12. But
yeah, but you're not, like for me, a 12 and like I wear like an 11.5 skate mostly or 11. And that's because the shell stops at an 11 and then it goes to a 12-13 shell, and that shit's not fun because I did that for a long time. And yeah, like most of the time you got 12 shoe people like, and I hate because somebody posted on fucking one of the pictures or videos I shared and they were like, oh, do they make size 14 skates? And I'm like, this nigga who posted it, they're like my height. It's like, you should not be wearing size 14s. Like, there's no fucking way, dude. Like,
there's a large...
Maybe it's just dick games that strong. You got a big feet.
Oh, fuck that. Like, there's
just a large percentage of people that get into rollerblading that don't understand the shell sizing, but it's clear that they don't understand, like, what size
shoe they wear.
Or what size foot they actually have. Yeah.
And I told... I was fucking with Tim's, and I was like, dude, I'm just going to buy a fucking shoe ruler and just carry it with me. So anytime somebody says something, like, blatantly dumb about their shoe size, like, no, I'm totally this. I'm like, how tall are you? No, fuck no. Come, give me, take off a shoe. Like, fucking, let me measure your foot. Like, this is ridiculous.
Look like fucking Al Bundy.
Yeah, fucking.
Drop teenies. Motherfucker, put your foot in this shit right now.
Yeah, fucking, just put your foot in the ruler.
Miss.
But no, fucking, the Adapt brand skates, like, he actually put them on, and surprisingly, and this isn't, we're not sponsored by them. We ain't sponsored by nobody. Sort of Amazon. They actually fit his foot, like, without, because you have like a weird bone spur or some shit.
I have a lot of ankle problems with skates. I have really big, I don't even know what those things are called, but the knots that are on the sides of your ankles.
They're ankles.
My feet are, I didn't know this until maybe a couple years ago, but apparently my ankles are really freakishly big. And I always have to cut things in skates or, like, I'm always trimming away plastic in that area, or heat molding.
Which obviously is good for the safety factor.
If skates are made out of carbon fiber, you can put them in the oven and heat mold them so that they kind of conform to the shape of your foot. And I have tried that and just with a lot of problems. And the Adapt skates that I tried today surprisingly didn't give me any weird pressure points or issues just straight away.
But like, that V cut was so deep though.
Had a very bad V cut. I couldn't
You could like lean backwards and still be on your fucking feet. It was so weird.
It was pretty rough. That was really my only complaint.
Yeah.
Which I was kind of surprised. I expected them to be shittier. You hear
so many people like try them and hate them.
You really hear one or the other. You hear like they're the worst pieces of shit ever, or these are the best things I've ever tried.
Yeah.
So I feel like I kind of fell in the middle of that.
Which is
so today.
We are coming hot up on that break. So you want to throw the first song? It's your song.
First song, Itchy Ma remix featuring Waka Flocka and Father and two other motherfuckers I don't give a shit about. But yeah, Underwater Squaw.
Skirt.
That's the only way I'm going to get you to awaken.
Squash it. Ichima. Woo! On the water squat. Your dirty moment camera. Scrap, scrap, scrap. Oh, can ninjas go rapper, 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 rapper. On the water swap. Swap. Scrap. Your dirty moment camera. Bang, 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 bang. Oh, can ninjas go rapper, 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 rapper.
All the young bitches wanna fuck a gold mine, dog Rambo, 100 Glock hanging on my shoulder. Hey, what the fuck you fuck niggas talking about? Y'all ain't talking real loud when the boss is around. Sacrifice you niggas, it's an offering now. All you rap niggas turned up with marketing now. Till I run up in your house, it's a robbery now. Give me that advance, nigga, devil gon' dance, nigga. Let me grab my chopper, you don't wanna see these hands, nigga. Put you in the desert under 30 feet sand, nigga. I'm the bad mind, run this motherfucking land, nigga. Plan a landmine, better watch when you stand. Hollows gon' fly, it's a homicide. Mama's gon' cry, sing a lullaby. It's about us, never about I. It's
about trust, never about lies. I'm moving on to bigger things. Big bank take little bank, bow to the lizard king. Took DMT by the DMZ, made peace as the middleman. Then I woke up with a 4-5, seeing everybody firing at both sides. We can all dream till then, we can all drink, living fear like Ichabod Crane. I be sick of y'all, fuck them all, they do the same thing. Not me, not me, not me, motherfuckers top three, I cannot be explained. Got the homie Keith 8 with a briefcase and a 38, looking for the nearest currency exchange. Low key, man, I'm gone. Took keys to the blonde, put the D in your broad like, hey, hey, couple G's from abroad, 5 P's in a pod, learn to speak in the speech of the gods. It's ma, 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 ma. On the water, squat, 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 squat. Your dirty moment, camel, bang, bang, scrap, scrap, scrap. All the ninjas go ramble, 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 ramble. Bitch, I'm zombie. 너무 마신 싸구려 코딩. 여전히 몸엔 거민. Camel down, you know it going. 하루에 내 넘어 the motherfucking name. 난 욕조에 누워 쇼핑해. 누가 babe, 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 babe. Kiss 8, bitch, you my killer whale. Killer whale, killer whale, killer whale, killer whale. 수영해, 수영해, 수영해. 우리 곧 돈으로 수영해. 너네 컴퓨터로 구경해. 너네 삶까지 내가 주연해. 그니까 잊지 마네 이름. 절대로 잊지 마네 팀은. 잊지 마 절대네 이름. 잊지 마 절대네 팀은. 원곡에서 우리 이름 그대
Lungs full of tar and my tongue out my mouth. Head out the window, yo bitch see me out. She open her legs, let it talk like meow. It's crying, oh father, boy please leave me out. Ride with no tent, I don't hide from no funk. Come catch these hands, don't confide in no punk. The way I came in is the way I go out. Born in a pussy, I'll die in the cunt. So before you get any, got jizz in a stump. Put my hole in your ass, cause I'm straight out the swamp. While the drums and the bass go ba-rum-ba-bum-bum. Exchanging the smoke, I reside in the lungs. Exchanging the fluids, reside on their tongues. Feet 5-4 and come up but under none. Father be the one that buys phenomenon, yeah.
On the water, squat, 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 squat. Your dirty moment, camel, scrap, scrap, scrap. All the ninjas go ramble, 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 ramble.
Sippin' Henny got me going ape shit. Weed got me wasted. Walked up in this bitch like I'm Asian. Been a minute since I've been in Shibuya. Goddamn, I've been a long vacation. Keep faith in the cut like Fredo. I'm gon' be alright. Better duck when you see his K-blow. He gon' take your life. All of my ninjas with the knife. ASAP mob, we gon' rap every day. Underwater squad, yeah, we the killer whales. Finna get wet with the heat when we spray. Fuck all my enemies.
You can find me mama with my ninjas every day.
Nigga, this ain't no industry. Call me with my niggas from 143 every day.
Dude, shout out Underwater Squad, man.
Is that what I got dolphins?
Yes.
Because they're Underwater Squad?
Yes. Underwater Squad.
But where's Rambo? Squirt. Rambo.
So, yeah, motherfucking, welcome back to the show.
Yes.
We back. We out here. We're going to talk.
Got Dosh Trufin answering fan questions during the break.
Dude, that's what I do. If you watch the stream, fucking, you will get, you can pose questions to me and Wicked, and I will respond to them. During the break, because how we roll, fucking, and now we back, and I'm not even gonna fucking look at you, motherfuckers. I'm done with you all, but no, that was to the stream.
Not like it would be, it'd be hard, it'd be taxing.
A little bit. Excuse me.
Although I guess you could pull up the live stream on your phone.
No, because then they'll have to be on my personal one though. They'll like see me live because it'll be separate. Because if I take over the stream, like it's not gonna hop phones.
No, but you could see the chat.
Yeah, no, I'm gonna respond in chat. Like, I like to respond to the chat, like talk.
Oh,
like,
you respond more, as EC3cast, yeah, as opposed to.
I feel like instead of typing that shit out, like talking is okay. Better, right. Personally. All
right.
Yeah. So we gonna talk.
Something I want to mention. Remember how we bitched about not getting voicemails and not getting texts? No, no, no.
What happened?
We didn't miss much. Apparently, there was a third. Remember that night we asked for call-ins about cheating? There was a third person.
Oh, shit.
And we'll probably, I'll play that at the end of the show.
Okay, word.
We've also gotten a text message the last, I think last week.
Oh, shit.
No, it was a couple weeks ago because I think it was the 9th.
Let me see that text message, baby.
I can just verbatim it.
All right.
It's from your brother.
Oh. Oh.
Talk about Kirby Tanava want to be on the show again.
Oh, he want to be on the show? Nigga need to reach out, touch nigga real quick.
Yeah, like
that shit, like, dude, come on.
One of the hosts is your fucking brother. Just,
yeah, come on, man.
Just tell us that.
Yeah, just tell me, dog. It's all good. It should make me separate.
Or just stop by your brother's house.
Yeah.
You know where the show, you know where your brother live.
Dude, you know where the studio at, baby.
Also, you know when we doing live record, come out to the club.
Come out to the club, baby. Come out to the executive suite. You understand that, mama. But
hopefully it won't be the charitable suite again.
His name is Kirby.
Oh, Kirby.
But no, so we're going to talk some role-playing shit because, yeah, me and,
sure?
Yes, I'm sure because you are very motivated. You're like, I can finally, like, talk about it candidly. Like, I don't have anything to lose at this point.
Yeah.
So, no, like, so, Wicked, we're going to drag you through this kicking and screaming. You down for that?
I'm fine.
You fine?
I'll just probably be manning the board most of the time.
Hit us with appropriate sound effects.
Yes. But no, so Tim's, all right, we're going to start first and foremost. You want to pose a question, but I feel like we can get more meat out of it for me and you right now, and then we can pose it like alternately, right, like out there to the social medias.
Okay.
And the question was, as it looks like this one.
Sorry, my dad texted me.
He wants to know why you're doing out so late.
Yeah. Shouldn't you have been asleep 2 hours ago? What the fuck's the matter with you?
It's like, I'm fucking busy, Dad.
Like
Papa Tim's is hard in these streets. I got to do a podcast.
So we're talking about my question?
Yeah, your question.
I thought about this as I was driving to Virginia this morning, and I was going to post on Facebook, in the year 2017, why would you want to turn pro?
Yeah.
Why would somebody want to become a professional rollerblader in the year 2017?
So as a layman's wicked child, why do you think somebody would want to be a professional rollerblader?
Presumably to have someone to help with costs, to get your name out there, give you some clout, help you be more... I know.
No, keep going. No, keep going. Because this is from someone outsider's perspective. This is good. Yes.
I'm not laughing at you.
I'm sure you're laughing because I ain't the shit that happens.
Not even close.
But keep going.
No. Because you would presume with a sponsorship, it'd be kind of like... The best way I could relate it would be like, you know, being on a record label.
Yeah.
Instead of just being out... Although now, I'm guessing rollerblades is kind of like music. You just independent, got to do shit with it for yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah, I see. Go ahead. You can.
No, because I'm presuming that, you know, one of the downsides based on what you were just saying before the break was you're stuck with this one brand of skate. If they don't make no shit you want to skate, too bad. That's who your family is now.
Yeah. Yeah, so that was a challenge when I rode for Razors. So
the scooter company?
No, actually, it's a different one.
I know.
No, it's funny as shit. Like,
we've had this conversation.
No,
before.
I didn't know from when I read it that he licensed out the name.
Yeah, like he sued the shit out of him when scooters got really big and they were like in Target and shit.
He was like, "That's not what." Because it was something else they did besides scooters. Like once they stepped outside of just scooters, he was like, "Absolutely not."
I don't know the whole story.
The interview from Wilson, and he was like, they fucked up hard because it was like, of course you can do the scooter thing. Like, it's not rollerblading. They tried to do something else. And he was like,
I think you said they tried to make rollerblades.
I think they either tried to make rollerblades or skateboards. And he was like, no. He was like, that's not what we do.
Yeah.
But I'm talking about the owner of Razors.
Yeah.
No, Razor actually is a man. He lives in the Bay
Area. I kind of lost my train of thought.
Your train of thought was?
I think I was going to start with when I got picked up, and maybe that will.
Yeah.
So I was 18, and I moved from Virginia Beach to North Carolina, and through the internet and through videos that I was making, I guess people at Razors took notice to what I was doing and what we were making when I was here, and when I moved to North Carolina, I kind of was under the impression that I was going to slow down with skating and that I was kind of...
Focus on a professional life, that life behind the camera.
I was kind of... We made Life of Ryan.
Yeah.
Which was like a long form video that we worked on together. Actually, and
you can get part of that on the last show you was on. I put up a link, and maybe I'll put a link up on the show.
Yeah, so you can watch a lot of it on my Vimeo. But we made that video, and I was really like burnt out after that, I think, and was just kind of over it. I probably said the same thing on the last show, but
doesn't matter.
After that, I was over. I kind of just wanted to take a break. And as that stuff started to get a little bit more traction online, companies started to take notice, and I got picked up by a couple of different brands, and one of them was Razors. And the team manager at the time was a guy named Mac McMeans, and he got my phone number through just other people that knew Razors, knew that they were looking to get in touch with me. And I remember when he called me on the phone that he said that like we're like a family now, you know, kind of what you would expect being on like a record label. Yeah. Like
you are in the fold,
yeah,
so to speak.
He's like, but one
we
thing
we are the Rough Riders of Rollerblend. we want you to be our Swiss Beats.
People at home understand.
I'm mad you didn't go into your 90s hip hop club outing.
No, we would do that later. Because that is a fucking train wreck. But no, so you got picked up.
Well, Max said something that I thought was really interesting, and he said that one of the things that's really important to us here at Razors is loyalty.
Yeah.
That we don't want to see you in any other skates. We don't want to see clips of you in any other skates, anything like that. We want you to be in Razors. You're going to ride for us. You're going to wear our shit. We'll give you everything that you need. And I remember him saying this, if you need 9 pairs of soul plates, we'll give them to you. And I remember immediately thinking, who the fuck needs an odd number of soul plates?
Well, maybe you bust one in half.
That was just weird as shit.
Yeah, it's like, if you need 9,
everything
bro,
comes
we got
in a pair.
You. Yeah.
So it wouldn't make any fucking sense.
To get 9 fucking...
I just remember...
Maybe you're going to get your leg blown off. Shit. But you still want
a
blade.
There is a one-legged rollerblader.
I just remember that seeming really weird. But, you know, anybody that I feel like does something like this, any kind of action sport, when you're a kid, something that you really want and mm-hmm. everybody really wants is to be sponsored. You probably have no idea what that really means, and
no.
you don't know what's attached with that. And it's just this
and
thing
nobody,
that you work for.
Yeah.
And when I got there, you know, it was cool at first, and then it's kind of like,
fuck this.
Why did I spend so much time and energy to get here?
Because what Mr. Timms isn't saying is that what had happened to him, because yes, it him getting picked up, the biggest thing that always ticked me off, like looking back on it, was the fact that it's not written out in any way, shape, or form for when you're a sponsor.
Yeah, so there was no written contract. There was no expectations given to me as a rider.
It was just
here's some free shit. I want you to continue doing what you like to do.
Yeah.
And I thought, great, that's fantastic. I don't
that's
have to do anything outside of what I want to do. I can just ride their shit and make what I want to make. And it was cool, but like, kind of like what you said, like you would expect them to push my stuff out or help with expenses if I wanted to go on a tour or on a trip or something. I was never flown anywhere. You're small fish.
The thing is, you were flow. Like,
yeah.
That's the other problem with role playing. Like, there's no distinction. Everybody knows that you go from flow, which means you just get free shit for being on a company.
Mm-hmm.
And then you get, then you move up to M, which used to mean you'll get a little bit of kickback. Like, they'll pay to fly you somewhere type shit.
That sweet per diem.
Yeah. Nobody gets per diem anymore, but they would like front your ticket to go somewhere.
Not even Popeye's coupons.
Not even Popeye's coupons, dog. Not even fucking meal vouchers. But then you got pro. Pro is what everybody aspires to be. The thing with pro is it's so gray that you don't know what you're getting into. You know, as a professional, you want a company like you want that prestige of a company like attaching your name to their fucking product. You want to be a professional in the sense that yes, you will get paid a salary a month. But thing is, those don't exist. And the thing is, the barrier for entry for that has been like so muddied over the years. Like even like a skate series used to like back when I started and when he was just getting into it, there was Aggressive Skaters Association, like ASA. You could turn pro for ASA without being a pro for any fucking company. which made no goddamn sense.
They were attempting to solidify the people that deserved recognition from the companies in the industry, which I understand. But
everybody
I think
didn't
that
compete.
There, you know, as you know, if you want to be a professional athlete for a sports team is going to get a multi-million-dollar deal, which isn't going to happen in rollerblading. No. I wouldn't expect, but they're going to get health insurance. They're going to get all of their travel to wherever they need to go to taken care of. They're going to get all sorts of extra fucking deals.
Yeah.
And all of this stuff is provided by the organization that signs their contract because they want to make more money off of having that athlete win or do well or
just
whatever.
Show up.
Right. Some in some cases, right. Like some football players get paid shit tons of money to just sit on the fucking bench, right?
Yeah.
Well, people in rollerblading get no health insurance. No, a lot of them are getting pennies in monthly pay to do this kind of
shit. And the products with their names attached to them, they don't get any real money.
Sometimes they don't get royalties for the stuff that has their own name on it.
Yeah.
It is fucked up.
Yeah.
It is just beyond
and
fucked
the
up.
And the thing is, what rollerbladers now, like the common rollerblader I talked about it on my fucking little YouTube show, is the common rollerblader now is like late 20s, like 30s. Like that's the average mean age for rollerblading, it seems. Like there is no kids. Like there is no rollerblading on TV. There's no rollerblader that shows up in pop culture anywhere.
There's no movie saying, whatever, bro, let's blade.
Yeah, there's no movie. Like there's no Brink. Like, well played, good quote. But the thing that sucks is that we're all so bitter and jaded as rollerbladers at this age, between me and his age range, that we're like, look, man, just fucking make shit and we'll fucking buy it because we need it. Like, there's no real legit clothing companies, like no real apparel companies in rollerblading. Like, there's like a handful, but not even a handful. There's probably like two or three legit clothing companies where it's like, oh, that's a rollerblading clothing company. But past that, like, there's nothing in blading where you're like, I want to be a professional because I can do this, this, and this. There's no wickets besides I can get my friend that films and edits to make a section of me, and I could put it online.
I can put it on the Razor's YouTube channel, or I can put it on the Rollerblade YouTube channel. Yeah. But why?
Why
would somebody in the year 2016 or 2017 want any of that?
The only reason I could think of is that if the thing that could benefit from that perspective of being put on YouTube or whatever, their YouTube channel, they have an audience already. They have subscribers already.
So your video gets, what,
but the thing
10,000 views
instead
of 4,000 views?
Yeah, but the thing is, if you're not getting paid, if you're not getting paid for that, it doesn't mean shit. You're just letting your name get out there. But I feel like if it was set up appropriately, most YouTubers get their money for their videos, and if pro companies aren't looking into this, it's like, oh yes, we'll feature you on our channel for a small percentage of what you get off the views of this
channel. They're not, because they're stealing the music.
Yeah.
So they're not getting money for any of it. It's just bullshit. It is bullshit.
Yeah.
And I'm so disappointed in the people that run these companies, and I'm so disappointed in people that bust their asses and put every decision that people make in their lives
is
surrounds this shit, man.
Yeah.
Like,
how industry wide is this?
Like everywhere. Like,
my experience was with nearly every company that I dealt with. So I don't think it would be fair for me and my experience to say, yes, this is every single company. Yeah. But from
you talk to other bladers.
From what I know and the people that I have talked to, this is across the board.
Is this
a problem.
Once again, is this kind of just more exclusive to the blading world, or is this like
action
sports in general?
No, it's not. Because,
I don't think that it's all-encompassing of action sports. I think that it's an
blading
issue that's within rollerblading because it is so dead right now. It is so small.
Well, to be fair, skateboarding ain't exactly...
Dude, it's still huge. The fact that you can go to the mall right now and get a full setup, you can go to any fucking...
Go to any middle school and see how many kids are wearing the shoes or the t-shirts.
Yeah.
That's how the professional riders are making their money.
Yeah, from John Q. Public being interested in it.
When nobody knows who the fuck people like Chris Heffy are, or Brian Aragon, people that are, you know, and to us are like...
legends.
Some of the best people that have ever put skates on. These people are risking their lives, their ability to just function. They could fall and break their leg and never be able to fucking walk again, or fall and crack their head and be disabled for the rest of their life.
Yeah.
They're doing all this shit just for what? For nothing, for pennies, for bullshit.
Yeah.
And it sucks.
Just for pride. That's what it comes down to. It's like, you're doing this shit because you care about it a lot, and it sucks because you should be, there should be restitution, there should be something like in return for
some safety net there for you.
Yeah, and there's none,
no incentive. There's
That's the biggest thing. Like, there's no incentive. Like, we were talking, I think me and you were talking about it a while ago about competitions. Like, the biggest thing in that I hated from that rollerblading loss was just televised competitions. And besides televised competitions, like circuits where it's like you get a ranking, like you can look versus the field and be like, that's what I stack
series,
up against.
Like, how did these people do at various events, more than one event?
Yeah, and
whatever.
The thing is, a lot of bladers got so bitter and jaded when the ASA turned to the Action Sports Association. They were like, fuck this. Like, I don't care about competition anymore because they don't care about us. And they didn't. And this isn't going to be a fucking show to just bitch about blading. It's just...
I don't feel like that we've said anything that hasn't already been said. People that are connected to this, and anybody that's listening to this at this point, I think is somebody that gives a shit about this. They already know that this is a problem.
Yeah.
But I don't see, and I don't think that anybody is doing anything to fix it.
Yeah.
And the people that are still skating and riding for companies are going to get burnt
fucked.
Out.
Yeah.
Going to get fucked. Yeah. They are not going to get the things that they deserve for all of the hard work that they put in. And it's a fucking shame. Yeah. And it sucks for me as somebody that, you know, I stepped away from that shit because I knew that it wasn't going to better me as a person. And I knew that
you stepped away from it professionally because we talked about it when it was going on. You basically put it out there as like, what do you want from me? You asked them, what are your terms and conditions?
So the whole shit that happened with me leaving, I'll talk about it. I don't care. There were some cutbacks because numbers were small. So they were trying to determine people that Razors was trying to determine people that they did want to keep on the team, people that they felt were producing enough content. This was 2015, towards the end of 2015. Not just me, but a few other people, I won't name names of who I know, did get this, but they sent out the same email to multiple riders that was sort of like, hey, you know, if this is still something that you want, we want you to have it, but we want to make sure that you're still committed to doing all of this.
And what do they mean? And what do they mean by committed, though?
Exactly.
Lots of vague speak.
That's what killed me.
And so my immediate reaction was, okay, first of all, I'm pissed because they're basically saying that I'm not being as productive, right? That's why I'm getting this. So my immediate response to that email was, these are pictures that I've produced this year that I've sent you and you have not posted. These are two sections that I've made this year that I've been in, video parts that I've been in, or things that I've taken a part of. Yeah, me specifically, I may not have put out an edit.
Yeah.
In that, this was October, I think, maybe September, in that 9 or 10 month time frame. Maybe I hadn't specifically put anything out that year, but I was involved in all these other things and I'm working on other projects. Here's everything that I've been doing. Yes, I still want to do this. And I sent that email and it was like a Friday afternoon. And the guy didn't get back to me. And I felt like he basically left me to sweat all weekend on it.
Yeah.
Waited until Monday to say anything to me. And that whole, you know, after I sent that email, I was like, man, why the fuck did I do that?
It's like, why do I want
to
do this?
Why should I have to defend myself? They, as the company that sends me free skates, should want a hand in the things that I'm doing. They should be asking me for pictures and then posting them. I shouldn't have to give content and then hope that it shows up. Yeah. I shouldn't have to go out of my way to do these things. And if they want more content, they should help make it more accessible for the rider.
Yeah.
Not just me specifically, but anybody that rides for any of these companies, be it getting a filmer or a photographer to that person and letting them take them to where they need to go.
Where are they based out of?
They're in Europe, dude. Oh.
No, Razor's in California.
Okay. Yeah.
But there's people all over the country that are on the team or people that they could hire to do video or take pictures or whatever, or they could fly me somewhere or any rider somewhere, right?
Yeah, but the excuse is always, we don't have the budget for that. It's like, so what are you doing? Like,
well, I know this local photographer named Stuff and Things Studios.
Yeah, I mean, like, there's Walker.
Talented photographers, and these dudes are volunteering
the
their time.
Out, like, yeah.
And we're putting the pictures out, and Razors isn't sharing the photos, or they're not
posting.
I'm doing all of these things and giving all of this content, and they're not doing shit in return. At least it felt like to me. And after I had a couple of days to kind of sit back and think about it, I was like, what am I really getting out of this? And it was free skates that
you didn't like.
I did like them, and I do like them. They weren't bad,
but you wanted to try something else.
I was ready for a new experience.
Yeah.
And I'm at a point in my life financially that I can afford to buy skates for myself if I fucking want to.
Yeah. Which is a good feeling.
And
the,
I just,
yeah, the reason I'm not doing all these photos is because I have a job working.
Right. Yeah.
But no, you should have sent them an email back that says, why should I still want to skate for you?
That that would have been, oh man, that would have been the money right there. Yeah. You tell me why I should want to skate for you. And they wouldn't have been able to say shit in return, honestly, probably. Like, more than likely, they would have been like, that's not how this works. Like, what are you doing?
I don't know, and I don't know. There are a lot of things that have to do with this that I'm sure that I don't know that go on behind the scenes, and I don't mean to knock Razors. I appreciate everything that they did for me for the years that I rode for them, and I wouldn't take that back. But I think that it was...
But that opportunity wasn't for you anymore.
It was the right time for me to step away. I don't feel like I needed Razors to continue doing the things that I wanted to do within skating. And all of that is, and all that really ever was making videos with my friends is where it started.
Yeah.
It was where, when we did stuff with Life of Ryan, when I did things with I Know Carolina and all the other videos that I made.
And motherfucking why not?
It was all because I wanted to make videos with my friends. And I busted my ass on those projects. And the only... This sounds like I feel like a dick for saying this, but I feel like the only support that I got from Razors was just that they slapped their brand on my feet the whole time that I did that. I don't feel like they enabled me to make those projects. I don't feel like they gave me the motivation to work on those things. And as somebody that was, you know, given product to be a representative of that brand, that's disappointing to me looking back on it now, if that makes any sense.
Yeah.
Like, if, you know, a microphone company wanted you guys to say in your show every time that you were using their microphones.
Oh,
and then,
shout out my sidebar. Shout out to Unabomber because he just blew us up on the chat saying that Aggressive Razor Scooters, hopefully Soap puts up together a team for the remake of the Soap shoes.
Yes.
You can get a full birdhouse board at Walmart.
Nice.
That's the thing. You can get a fucking full birdhouse.
Yep.
Pro level board, which ain't pro level.
That's like saying he got his first act guitar from Walmart.
But the thing is, their name is in fucking Walmart. Like, there's no fucking Aggressive skate.
You fucking can go to Gibson's Walmart. Name is in fucking Best Buy.
But the thing is, that's how they make money.
I know.
Like, that's easy money.
And it's really difficult for new young people to find or have any interest in rollerblading.
It's like you gotta make a back alley drug deal.
It's difficult. That's a whole nother fucking wormhole. We've had conversations about how to get people in skate so that they have a want to do this.
Yeah.
I don't even really want to go there.
we can make that the third segment.
Like, how do we generate interest? And now you can pick a song for your segment. Ooh.
Yeah, we can keep going. Whatever you guys want. Whatever we want to talk about, I'm game.
Yeah.
But I don't... I'm...
You don't want to beat the dead horse.
To kind of wrap up... You know, about my experience and what happened, I'm so disappointed as somebody that spent
years,
so much of my own time and energy and put things into rollerblading. Yeah, rollerblading gave back to me and I'm really grateful for that. And
I don't want to
take that for granted.
Yeah.
I just wish better for the people that are doing more than what I did.
Yeah.
And I don't think that they're ever going to get that.
Yeah. My question
at the very beginning, why would you want to be pro in 2017?
You don't.
And if you're one of the people that would hear, if somebody said that to you or if somebody came up to you and said, I'm going to make you a professional rollerblader in 2017.
It's like no, when you get asked that question, your counterquestion, you shouldn't answer it. You should counter question is, what's in it for me being a pro in 2017? Plain and simple.
And I just hope that the people that do get approached or do get these opportunities are smart enough to
just
know how to handle it, ask the questions, but like, take care of yourself, because it's not worth doing all these things for these companies that really just straight up don't give a shit.
Yeah.
And
get
and
things in writing.
They've
always
proven.
Get it in writing. That's the hardest part. Most people won't
these
get it in writing.
These companies have proven time and time again that they don't give a fuck about these riders and that they will drop you at the second that you are injured or anything because you can't produce the content that they want.
There are two of my favorite pros, Frankie Morales and Damian Wilson. They were both dropped from their teams for inactivity because they were hurt, and the companies knew they were hurt. They said they were hurt, and they were like, sorry, you're done.
It's just not fair, and I wish better for my peers that are deeper in the industry than I ever was, and I hope that they can figure their shit out, and that they can be smart and that they can be successful in their own way.
And with that, we're going to get to the next song, the godfather of Detroit hip hop.
Oh, shit.
Mr. Eshaun A. Smith.
Oh, no.
With some sunshine.
That was catharsis for you, boy, right there. That was it. You're like, I don't need to speak on this anymore. That shit's. Everybody's got a little light under the sun.
The sunshine, the sun don't shine too much on mine. But I feel funny ways on sunny days. Honey plays, money pays, but must keep her in a daze. Used to be my baby, but now you're just a baby kid. And I'm thinking about the things I did just to make you happy. Scoop you scrappy, but listen to the nappy pappy. It's all about money, it's all about more money, and it's getting more funny in the sunny days. I think about my wicked ways. So crime pays, putting in work, doing my dirt, and I'm the one that ends up getting hurt, just for a piece of puss, a piece of bush, and now the next man's getting tush. I guess I know next time, but for now I'm just losing my mind, cause I'm caught up in the sunshine. Say hello. I'm just a little ghetto boy, ghetto child, running wild with the freestyle. I dropped out of school to clock papers. Now when the niggas see me, they clock vapors. Watching them Daytons hit the sunlight. Jealous niggas, so I hold my gun tight. Everybody out to get me. You see my mind playing tricks with me, so don't bullshit me. I used to have some homies, but see I dissed all my homies, so now I'm kinda lonely. But it's all about me, but it's too hard for me to see through my jealousy. A nigga caught me slipping at a red light. Two shots to my dome, now I'm dead right. Nigga bleeding in the broad daylight. Through thick and thin, homie should stay tight. That's all I was thinking about with my brain. Tried to rob the liquor store, they shot him in the back on the way out. Like a sucker, what a way to go out.